Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The man of the hour is our pal David Dusick from Golf Week magazine, and I imagine David knows why he's on today. There's no major tournament happening, although there is a big world tournament down in Florida at the, what is it called? The Concession is the name of the course?
That's correct, yeah. The Concession is... sort of in Bradenton, Florida, Bradenton or Sarasota, I forget exactly sort of exactly which zip code it is. And it's, yeah, it's a World Golf Championship, and it's a really big deal, but I got a hunch, I know what you'd rather focus this on right now.
Yeah, yeah, well, we can talk about that a little bit later, but obviously the focus is on Tiger and what happened, and I mentioned on the air earlier that I had done an interview for a syndicated news event show, and the first question a guy asked me was, how big a deal is this? And it's a huge deal to the golf world, and the fact that he has transcended the golf world to the fact that MSNBC, CNN, all the stations Tuesday afternoon when this was breaking were continuous coverage, almost like the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase back then.
I judge things like this is how big they are because, yeah, obviously, like when you sort of cover a sport, you're into it. This is sort of my beat, and along with the other people at Golf Week and USA Today Sport, this is a big deal for us. When my father, who's never played a round of golf in his life, is texting me, "Hey, what's going on? Do you have any inside info?" Then I know that we have crossed over into this stuff. And to be honest with you, when morning talk shows and you're having coffee with your like all that stuff, that day two, day three, they're still doing coverage from the locations in Los Angeles and still, you know, bringing on experts to talk about this, then you know that this is once again an example. Tiger Woods is much bigger than the sport of golf, as much as sometimes we don't really like to talk about that. And he's still, now at age 45, one of the most, you know, captivating sports stars, athletes, celebrities in the world.
No question about that. But I mean, some of the emphasis on him coming back and playing golf competitively again.
Yeah.
I mean, I've read stories. I mean, the New York Times had a very detailed stories about the skin grafts that may have to come from his back or his thigh. One doctor saying, you know, he's not out of the woods in terms of keeping his limb. That, you know, you heard with Alex Smith with the fact that sepsis had set in and he almost had to have the leg amputated. So I think the idea that this guy is ever going to play on any kind of real high level of golf again is unrealistic.
So I wrote a story that was up on our website now, up on Golf Week, and it wasn't a story that I, to be honest with you, really enjoyed writing because I agree. It's way too early in the process to think about, well, when could he come back to golf? What is realistic chances he have? But I wrote it because I knew somebody out there was going to do it, and I wanted to keep any kind of guesswork and timelines out of it. And so I talked with some swing experts, and I talked to people about who really understand dynamically, like when you swing a golf club at the level that Tiger Woods or Dustin Johnson or Rory McIlroy do, what's happening to your body? And what can we just make general assumptions based on what Tiger's camp has released, which isn't always known for being the most forthcoming about information with regard to injury. What can we expect from them? And what I learned is the dynamics of what you do to your legs and your lower body and how you're pressing against the ground and doing things, it is going to be a very, very challenging thing for him to do. But before he even entertains the idea, Richard, of playing golf, let alone playing golf at a high level, he is going to have to go through a lot probably of follow-up surgeries, certainly months worth of physical rehabilitation. He's going to have to probably learn to walk again because his leg is going to be immobilized for such a long period of time that the muscle will atrophy. He's going to have to go through a lot of things before, hey, let's pick up a golf club and see how this feels. And let's sort of work our way through the engine and the gearbox to where we can do it with speed and such. I think it's crazy to think in terms of timelines, but your idea that Tiger can probably not come back to, you know, being certainly competitive or a realistic person on the PGA Tour is totally valid. He's 45. He was in a major car accident, and he already had 5 surgeries on his back. He has had problems with his knee, the left knee, which is not the one that we really know about in terms of his accident. Most of the focus right now is on his right leg, his lower right leg, the tibia, the fibia, and the ankle and the foot. It's a mountain of problems and things and challenges that he's going to have to overcome. And while, number one, we're thankful that he's alive, we're thankful that it certainly sounds like he will continue to be a dad and to be able to sort of function. We don't know exactly 6 months, 18 months from now, how he is going to function and how he's going to be able to get around.
Yeah, no question about that. We're talking to David Dusick. And David, you know, at 45, your game is not – I understand that athletes now are playing. Look at Tom Brady, 43, wins a Super Bowl. But at 45, your game starts to deteriorate. And certainly, I mean, his game over the last 10 years, the 2019 Masters to me was an anomaly. It was a great anomaly for so many people to want to see Tiger come back and win a major again. But that was a course he was familiar with. He played so many times and won there so many times. And, you know, there were tournaments where, yeah, he'd have a great round and you think, ah, Tiger's back. And then he'd follow it with a 77. So the idea that the Tiger is golf, that really hasn't been the case for a decade probably, right?
For, you know, to take away that and to get past sort of his health and personally sort of look at the game, as you're sort of saying, you could make an argument that golf is in a much, much better place than we ever would have thought of, say, a decade ago when Tiger was coming out of his scandal in 2009 and the back, you know, before the back surgeries really kick in. There are a lot of star players out there that are really interesting, that people have learned to really latch onto and who win championships. Dustin Johnson is in the midst of becoming a dominant world number one player. We're starting to see the comeback from Brooks Koepka, who had to had problems with his knee and his hip. Justin Thomas, guys like Colin Morikawa, who won last year's PGA Championship, a really young guy. Patrick Cantlay, Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau is becoming almost a beat unto his own with what he has been doing. There are a lot of really, really interesting, exciting players out there, and unfortunately, you can make a really compelling argument that no sport or activity benefited more from COVID and the lockdown and now the comeback to sport than golf. Golf was one of the first major sports to come back, and certainly players and athletes and people involved have tested positive for COVID, and there have been challenges with maintaining both the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour in the environment of COVID. But it has proven that it can hold major championships, it can hold its week-to-week schedule, and the TV ratings are flying. The general interest in the sport, participation-wise, is flying. And so it would be great to have Tiger Woods back. I think that my coworker Eamon Lynch wrote a really interesting column saying that basically Tiger, when we get him, we should appreciate it when he's in the field. But it's basically creating little spikes. But the sport, on the whole, has probably never been healthier.
And yet the interesting thing, you know, you've heard, and I don't know if this has been proven of late, but whenever Tiger's in a tournament, the ratings skyrocket. Mm. And I think the networks are largely responsible for that because Phil Mushnick wrote yesterday, they will show him going to the parking lot when he's missed the cut to put his clubs away, as opposed to the leaders who are putting for a birdie to tie for the lead.
You know? It's true. It's true. And yes, yeah, so to some degree, the tail wags the dog on that. But I think as we're seeing, they're doing that because there is realization in the trucks as they're producing these broadcasts that people are so interested in everything about Tiger. You know, and this his point is well taken. How do you create new stars and how do you sort of do this when everybody still wants to hold on to the old thing. And it's a balancing act, for sure. I think that we're about to go into a prolonged period, obviously, where Tiger's not going to be on the golf course. We don't know exactly when and what news we're going to get about him. So there's this mystery. So whenever we do get things, people are going to be really interested in talking about it and trying to dissect it and figure out exactly what it means. But it's certainly realistic, I think, and we can assume that we're not going to see Tiger Woods compete in 2021, and we may not see him in 2022. I have no idea for timelines, but he's still recovering in the hospital. We're about 5 weeks away from the Masters. So, I mean, it's the championship season through the summer. He's not going to be there. We're going to have a lot of opportunity in a year of four majors. The Olympics right now, as it stands, for Tokyo in 2021, a Ryder Cup. Tiger's not going to be a part of any of that stuff unless he's there as an observer in some capacity. We're going to have a chance to see and develop a lot more stars than we've had in the past, and that's one of the reasons why I said that I think that golf is thriving and has an opportunity to continue to thrive as we move forward in 21.
I'm going to ask you to be a mind reader here.
Mm.
I mean, Rory McIlroy said yesterday, well, you know what, he's not Superman. Will he be so determined, and we've seen it through his career, so determined and work so hard and be so focused that he is going to, you know, work his tail off to get back on the golf course and to be compete again? Or does he say at 45 with the five back surgeries and all the horrible things that they're doing to his leg to keep it on him, mm-hmm. that, you know what, I got to go in a different direction. I was number one player in the world. I might be the greatest of all time. It's time to do something else. Do you think he does that, or do you think he cares so much about the sport and himself in it and his place that he does everything in his power to come back and be on the tour again?
I have no inside info on this whatsoever, and I'm not going to pretend to. My gut reaction is that if this had happened to Tiger 10 years ago, before the back surgeries, before the comeback, before a lot of things that have taken place, before he became into what clearly was, I think, the happiest place in his life that he's ever been, talking about his kids and having the sort of balance as much as an athlete and a person as famous as a man could have it, that he would have gone for it, that he would have tried to achieve this stuff. But if his doctors, after the next 6 months, 12 months, he's able to walk around, get some level of mobility, some level of health that's sustainable back, but he is not able to relatively easily start making swings and start to be able to play golf. I don't know. I think he would be much more leaning towards, if I can't play at the level where I played before, I am not interested in being out there just as a show pony. I'm really not interested in being in these hit and giggle kind of things like, oh, Tiger Woods is going to come out once or twice a year, miss the cut, shoot, you know, 77, 74, make a birdie here or there, but give people, like, that's not what drives him. I think that he will find other things to fill that void, and I think that he would probably not compete in any meaningful way. Charity events or things like that, yeah, I guess if his body is up to that. But I think that he has accomplished so much. His kids saw him win the Masters. He has been able to successfully captain the President's Cup team. At some point, he'll be a Ryder Cup captain. And he can do that from a golf cart and from a chair and from just generally walking without competing. Those will be things that he can be involved with. He's got a golf course architecture and design business. He's got a couple of restaurants. He's got other side businesses that he will be able to fill his time with, in addition to the part that he likes best, which is hanging out with his kids, watching them to continue to grow up. Charlie, obviously we saw it, the father-son, can play some golf. Tiger can be sort of on the background and on the back burner with that. So I think it all depends on whether he can get the clearance from his doctors and from his body that he can actually do it to the way that he wants. And if he can't, then I think that Tiger Woods will not be somebody who just hangs around and just chooses to show up on Thursdays and Fridays and then leaves because he can't compete on a genuinely good level.
Yeah, Nicklaus called it ceremonial golfer, I think. So
yeah,
he wouldn't be doing that. In terms of openness, I mean, up until 2009 and everything that happened then, closed book. You didn't know things. There was no openness in terms of his life other than the game itself. The answers were terse and cliched and everything. And since then, in recent days, he's been, it seems, a little bit more open, a little bit friendlier, a little bit more collegial than he was before. Do you sense, and I said this earlier in the show, that I really hope that he will at some point, not now because he's in the hospital and undergoing surgeries and everything else, but at some point say, I'm going to sit down and tell you exactly what happened. I fell asleep. I was distracted. The car did something, you know, something that almost like a public service announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happened. Do you see that with the quote unquote new Tiger, or do you think it still will be, that's it? You know, the authorities say not impaired. That's the end of it. It just happened.
At some point, he is going to be asked, you know, by any number of people, a lot of people, what happened? It's the perfectly good and expected follow-up question to how are you feeling? I mean, the first thing at some point when he addresses the world and sort of comes out, he's going to say, like, he's going to thank the doctors and obviously the people who rescued him, because he wasn't able to rescue himself, and that's appropriate. And I'm sure he's going to do that. I'm sure he has already privately done that probably many times. He is going to have to, you know, answer the question of, like, okay, well, what happened? What caused the car to go over the barrier and then roll down, you know, whatever that embankment was and such like that, and what happened. If he did, for example, and this is 100% at this point hypothetical, say, you know what, I was holding on to my cell phone, I was going quickly around a turn, I looked down, and before I know it, I'm actually hitting the curb and I'd lost control and I was a really bad example and please don't, then yes, to your example of a PSA, that would be trying to twit something positive and give an explanation, and it's totally human, and you know, I'm not going to say that I've never looked at my cell phone while I'm driving, and you shouldn't. We all know that. Is he going to say something that, like, I was on some roads, I was late for a photo shoot, video thing, I was hurrying, I wasn't familiar, and all of a sudden, like, that turn came up quicker on me, I'm driving, you know, not my own car, and it didn't react, and I was foolish for speeding, and that would be another totally legitimate, very understandable explanation, and it could do some good. Whether he is more apt to do that now as he would have been, you know, in 2006, 2007, when he was much more guarded, it's really difficult to say. And we don't know exactly what happened. There's evidently like a black box in that car, sort of like mm-hmm. what there is on an airplane, that can tell you, was he accelerating, was he braking, what were the tires doing, along with the GPS stuff. We're going to potentially, if that's made public, learn exactly what was going on anyway, whether Tiger divulges it or not. But I have a feeling that he has, as you're pointing out, an opportunity to turn this into something good, and maybe he gives that. But I have no feel for that whatsoever, to be honest with you, Richard.
Yeah, it's tough. And you know, I've talked to people who saw the transformation in Tiger, and some people bought it and said, yes, it's real. He's matured. He's a different guy than he was. And then I've talked to other people who say, you know, it's an act, and that he realizes that the surly Tiger doesn't play anymore, and he's got to be the kinder, gentler Tiger. And I don't expect you to have to know for 100% certainty which is the truth, but just your gut feeling as to what the evolution of Tiger Woods as a person has been.
I think it's almost more a reflection on the person who's making the statements than it is even on Tiger. If you are pessimistic by nature, then you're going to think it's probably an act, that he's doing this all for the PR, and he and his team have realized that he needs to change his public persona, so he's going to go about it in a different way. I can tell you that I turned 50 about 6 months ago. I've got two kids. I've got a house. I'm a different person now than I was when I was 22, 23, 25. I would like to think, although my wife would probably say otherwise, I have grown up and matured too. I think everybody's allowed to do that. And I don't go around with everything that I do being documented and put on television. So I do think that a lot of the things that he has gone through and the life experiences that he's had have changed him. I don't think it, how could it not change him? The public humiliation, having kids, winning, losing, physical injuries, all the things that he's exposed to his life, how could it not change him and mature him? And I'm much more optimistic just by nature. I think that he has a different outlook than he did 10, 15 years ago, and I think it's probably much more a reflection of who he is today, the stuff we're talking about, than this act that maybe some people think.
The bête noir, so to speak, competitively with him has been Mickelson, and they seem to be kind of friends now. They seem to get along. They seem to be involved in businesses with these, you know, made-for-TV events and everything. Mm-hmm. Is their relationship broadened and changed and deepened?
I think they've hit the part in their careers and in their ages now, both of them. I mean, Phil is 50. He'll be 51 in June. Tiger, as I said, is 45 now. They realize their position in the golf world is different than it was 20 years ago. They're the elder statesman. Phil is now playing occasionally on the Champions Tour, the 50 and over tour. Tiger has been, at best, inconsistent. As you mentioned at the top, you know, that win at the Masters could be looked at as almost an anomaly rather than something that we really should start to expect on a regular basis. They are mentors to players like Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and Patrick Cantlay. I think, yes, their relationship is slowly evolving. They're not going to be guys who are going to go out for beers and hang out and do stuff like that. They're on different coasts. Although Mickelson is getting, it sounds like, a place, he may already have it down in Florida. I think that they've come to sort of a peaceful, we don't have to be going for the juggler and competition place in their relationship. They both realize that as the sort of elder statesman on the PGA Tour, they want to be, you know, able to sort of pass on what they've learned to the next generation of players. That really happens. And it's one of the cooler things about professional golf. They pass on those things. They're there to answer questions and to be a resource for players, and that people do that. So I think just by nature and just maturity on both of their parts, they are much more open to each other than they probably would have been, certainly in the early and mid-2000s.
One quick thing before I let you go. You mentioned Spieth, and I was a big Spieth fan, you know, winning major championships, and I thought, okay, here's, you know, maybe not the next Tiger, but certainly the next dominant player, and obviously, you know, what's happened. And lately, he's been much more competitive. He shot a 61. He's been a leader or tied for the lead or right there after three rounds. But he hasn't been able to close. And the question, I guess, is this something that's not going to ever be, that he's not going to be able? Or is it something where you see signs that his game is progressing to the point where he is going to win soon and maybe even win another major? Where do you see Jordan Spieth right now?
I think Jordan Spieth wins in 21. I don't think there's any doubt about it in my mind. His game is tightening up. He is putting himself in position to finish things off, and I've been looking for cracks, especially on Saturdays and Sundays, where over the last couple of years he would shoot a good round here or there and then implode on the weekend. And all of a sudden, you know, what was promising was T8, you know, tie for 8th or 7th or something like that going into Saturday, and then ends up being a tie for 54th, you know, when everything is all said and done. Now he's starting to become a fixture more to the top of the leaderboard, and there's a couple breaks here or there that are good and a couple breaks here or there that are bad, and he's able to maintain it. I love what I'm seeing. I have been buying all the Jordan Spieth stock over the last 2 years I can get my hands on. I don't know about majors. We'll sort of see how it goes. But in terms of Jordan Spieth becoming a competitive factor, again, on the PGA Tour, I think we're much closer to that, and I think he becomes, by the end of 21 season that we're in the middle of, I think he's back in the top 20 and is competing on a fairly regular basis on the PGA Tour.
And what happened? I mean, was it too much too soon? Was it distractions? What do you think is the result of why he went from being what he was to what he became?
Jordan's, you know, an athlete who, when you stand him up next to Brooks Koepka or next to Dustin Johnson or next to some of these guys, he doesn't physically stack up. So I think that he tried to change and modify his game to be a little bit more of a power-based game and got away from what he does really, really well, which is stripe iron shots with accuracy and putt lights out. And when he went down something of that road, it changed some things. And then little by little, he built in compensations because things weren't working out. And before you know it, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months have gone down, your game is sort of spiraling out of control, and it takes a long time, even at the elite level for the best players in the world, to right the ship, fix what's been wrong, and then make it, and this is the important part, instinctive in competition. It's one thing to do it on the range, but when the heat is on Saturdays and Sundays, and you're in contention, to be able to have a new patch-together swing hold up and to have faith in that, it just takes time. And now he's showing that he has faith in it. He can control it. He believes in it. And he can then just start playing. And when Jordan Spieth just plays and doesn't have to think about where am I going to miss it, Jordan Spieth makes a lot of birdies.
Yeah. And it used to be 8 to 10 foot putts. Oh, he's going to make it, no doubt. Yep. And now he's not going to make it. So that's the swing. David, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And, you know, we got some big tournaments coming around, and I'm sure we're going to talk to you real soon. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, that's David Ducey from Golf Week Magazine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.